Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 40. Hello and welcome to the Last Save Loaded podcast with me, Justin Smith, and my friend, my taxi driver and tour guide friend and wonderful person, Mr. Colm Sheridan. Hello, Colm.
Good evening, Justin. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing since we left the country?
Well, relief would be one word I would put it, but not in that way, but just sheerly the fact that I seem to be exhausted after the 2.5 days you were here, but a very much enjoyed the time we had together.
It's the time we had together and the friends we made along the way.
Yes, we didn't make any extra friends, did we?
And the chips that got tipped into the half pint of Guinness.
Yes, the chips that got tipped into the half pint of Guinness and we got a new Guinness, yes. Yes, they were good times, yes. So since we've spoken last, which was on the eve of you coming
indeed,
over
yes.
here,
yes.
You arrived on time and myself, I arrived on time too, but ended up in the wrong car park. So one would ask how you would end up in the wrong car park in such a small airport. Well, I don't have any answers for that one. But I ended up in Terminal 2 car park where Justin was arriving in Terminal 1.
Which you had asked Ruth and she'd given you the flight details.
And I knew she was arriving in Terminal 1. But for some reason, I just ended up in car park 2, in Terminal 2 car park. But anyway, it wasn't that much of a trot, was it, Justin?
No, it was lovely, and compared to the flight home and the landing on a torrentially wet runway, which the brakes didn't really seem to do much, the air brakes did.
Okay. Oh, dear. Yes, so you arrived on time. I had my little A4 banner up, much to Justin's horror, I suppose we'd call it. I don't know what he was expecting, but
Ruth saw you first and started laughing and said, he has done a sign.
Yes, I went all out and got it laminated and everything. So for a keepsake, I got one for myself too, because I have to have some sort of memorabilia from that trip. And probably my first official Last Save Loaded merchandise, apart from my mug, which I didn't show you, actually. I still have it there. So you arrived and I whisked you away to the house.
Yes.
And then we had a cup of tea and the three of you sitting on the couch looking like lost souls. But yes, Sandra was delighted to see you, even more so delighted that you got the merchandise that she requested. Yes.
Yes, I was the runner in that respect.
Yes. So then we went off down the road to get a bite to eat. And Ruth had her first Guinness in a real Irish pub. Apparently it was Ruth's first time in Ireland, so that was nice. And then I brought you back to the hotel, safe and sound, after much walking and confusion of where we were going.
We booked in and we had a nice bit of listening to Gaelic in the lift.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm sure you had a nice evening together, and then we met up the next day, and that's when the tour guiding started.
Yeah,
we were lucky, really, because we didn't get bad weather. I mean, apart from a bit of rain, there was nothing really too major.
We went on the open top tour bus of around Dublin, and the only real moment of rain, we just moved seats a couple and got undercover.
Yes, to which I let an old, slightly older person than me go first, said the undercover, but she sort of sat in the middle of the two seats, sort of, if you know what I mean.
Roger, yeah, she pushing picked herself a, up. She picked a seat so that we couldn't have adjacent seats to the girl. Yes. Yeah.
So anyway, that was good. I did show you a little tour of the GPO, which Minnie Root said, "Are the bullets still in there?" And I went, "No, sadly not." I was referring to the 1916 Rising, where there was bullet marks still on the wall.
On the marble, yeah.
On the marble, yes. So there you go.
And Ruth just went, "But it just looks like a post office rather than a museum." You're like, "Well, that's because it's the post office."
Yeah. Post office just looks like a post office anywhere you go, really. So, yes, that was nice. The tour bus was good, actually. I enjoyed that myself, even though I'm from Dublin. And the driver was very nice. And then we went to the little museum.
We did. And and you got to feel clever while the guy that was doing the tour was asking questions. You were going, "Yeah, I know all the answers there."
Well, now, in fairness, I only spoke once or twice, but Mini Root was enjoying the experience, I think. And yeah. I think Big Justin was enjoying it also.
We went on Disney Plus and we tried looking up the wonderful film with Sean Connery in it, and it was not available on Disney Plus.
Hmm.
So the man lied.
Hmm. Fionn was his name.
Yes.
He was a character, to say the least. I don't know how he does it. Quite boisterous, but you have to be, I suppose. Quite lively, too.
Yeah.
Maybe he's on some sedatives or something to keep him going. Who knows? So that was nice. And then we got back on the bus.
On the same bus?
Yeah, we got back on the same bus. Apparently, it comes around often. And then we went for something to eat. Now, Minnie Root was looking to go to the museum, but we didn't get to the museum.
The Viking Museum, this was.
Yes, so hopefully the next time yous are over, we will get to do that tour, because there's a little Viking, you go on the boat that goes into the river, that goes along the road as well, you know them.
Yeah.
Army, ex-army ones. Anyway. So that was nice. And then I proceeded to have something. We proceeded to have something to eat, which was lovely, in some, what was it, Chinese restaurant?
I went to a Chinese restaurant and Ruth got a bit overwhelmed by the many, many options available on the menu. So I went ahead and ordered something. And I did not realise that mine was going to be taking an extra 15 minutes to come out while everyone else is sat there eating dinner, and I'm going, does anyone want to feed me?
Which is what happened when I was over there too, Justin, so it seems to be a residing team with
you.
You have to wait.
But you were with me, and you knew that I definitely put an order in that time.
Rather than
just tell the person and they'd ignore me.
Yes, but at least it arrived and you got your food, and I was glad I didn't order because it didn't look very appetizing, but I'm sure it was tasty.
It was, yes.
Yeah,
okay. And I got to show off my chopstick skills.
You did, yes, you did very well, yes, indeed. I didn't even attempt to do it, but there you go. So then, that was the day then, really, wasn't it?
Then it was...
got you home.
Walking... souvenir shops. Let the girl get some gifts for her friends and for her dad.
I'm assuming she's given them to them.
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they were happy with that, yes.
Yeah.
That was the first port of call, by the way.
Yes.
And then we ended up in a charity shop. And the little one got something, some books or something.
Yes. Yeah, so then we had a nice flight home, back drive home, and then all collapsed. It's surprising that we were so tired, really, because although we had to get up early on the Thursday, because Colm had been saying for days how busy it was and that we would need to allow a long time to get to the airport. Fair enough, We did. We all got up and we went down for breakfast, and then we sent you a message saying, okay, we're just going to get brush our teeth. We didn't know at that point you were probably already waiting outside in the cold.
I was in the car. I didn't want to leave the car because you had to pay for parking. So I was quite happy just to be there on time and not be late, basically.
And because we were all in the same hotel room, when Ruth's daughter was ready for bed, we kind of had to turn the lights out, and I was trying to read my book near the front door on a light from a mirror, and she started saying, oh, I can't get to sleep, and I was like, well, I'll go out and read my book in the hall, shall I? But I felt guilty, stopped reading at 9 o'clock, and then we all went to bed. And I think the next day, yeah, in the shop, we managed to buy her a mask, an eye mask to sleep with.
Yes.
Which she found very effective, but we were still in bed at by 8:30.
Yeah. Oh, well. Did you enjoy yourself, Justin?
We did, yes. Yes.
Good, good, good. I'm glad you did. I hope I was a good host.
Very much so.
I wasn't grumpy, and I was a pleasure to be with.
Now, did you manage to get into college and do your presentation that you realised on Tuesday you hadn't done on the Monday?
Yeah, I did that last Monday.
Good.
And I've just small bits to do, so I should finish that next Monday, or this Monday coming, this day week. He wasn't in today. But apparently I've been asked to do a presentation on the Office 365, how to set it up, because they've gone from their old Citrix system and now they're using Office 365.
Yeah.
So while I was doing my work experience, I did some notes up on that. Well, they had notes already, but I made them pretty. And I've been asked to do a presentation and go through some of the classes with the how to set it up and stuff. The only problem with that is one of them doesn't have a smartphone, but there is ways around that, so I can work with that too. So hopefully I'll be doing that next week sometime.
Oh, lovely.
And I've also been asked to set up some coursework for Scratch, which is the kids' program.
Yes, Ruth's daughter has had many a thing done on Scratch.
Yeah.
They don't do it so much now, but that was definitely a phrase I got introduced to last year. And I was like, cool. What about? And then she showed me.
Yeah. So it's basically an introduction to programming for kids and young adults.
Indeed.
Yeah, so there you go. What else has happened? I have something here. It was my father's anniversary last week, so we went out for a bite to eat with my family. And it was my mum's birthday as well, so we combined the two of them together. Now, we went to this pub that was showing the match on, but it was a very loud pub, even by my standards. You know, one of them loud pubs that have the TVs blaring and stuff. So, yeah. But, yeah, it was a good day. So, Justin, what about yourself?
Well, other than coming home and getting straight back into work, went off to Kent, to Canterbury on Saturday for a very long day out to play in a team Blood Bowl event and meet the guy that I am flying to Greece with later in the year to play Blood Bowl for Northern Ireland with. So that was good. I finished 5th overall there was 120 people playing. There was 4 to a team, so there were 30-odd teams. Our team finished 19th. Hmm. And of all the people using what's known as the stunty teams, basically like the goblins and halflings and little tiny people, I finished 5th overall, which was nice. And we did okay. I had a win, a draw. I had a win, a loss, and 2 draws. So my performance, my ranking remains the same as it was before.
Okay.
My win-loss percentage. And on the way home, we stopped off at a McDonald's because I had a voucher that was, spend £8, get 15% off. I was like, right, we will go there. We will keep it cheap. And we sat down. I did the table ordering so that we didn't have to go and queue up. And while we're waiting, I get an email pop up and it said, your transaction has been processed. And I looked at it and there was a website that sells, there's a shop and they sell like terrain maps. So if you want to play like Dungeons and Dragons, or you can have a map of a wasteland, or if you want to do a game where you're playing miniatures in boats, you can get a map of the ocean. Well, or just water. They do space ones. They do all sorts.
Yeah.
And I became aware of this website a long time. Well, I say a long time, but last year. In sort of December, they had a thing saying, should we raffle away one of our 3D printers? It's £1 a ticket. And I was putting it off. And then it got to the new year and I thought, okay, well, it's for charity. I'll buy 5 tickets. And then, this email came through and I thought, oh, they're finally taking the £5 off me. And then I get another one through and it says, your package will be delivered in approximately 30 days. And I thought, well, I haven't got a package because all I've done is bought the raffle tickets. And then I see the tweet and it says, the draw has been pulled and Justin Smith from Ipswich has won the 3D printer.
Nice. You have a... Oh, that's awesome.
So I don't know the details of it. I believe it's going to be, for anyone that does know about 3D printing, a Mars 4 from Eligu.
Oh, you'd be real hip now.
It's one of those things that I've kind of off and on said to Reed for a while. Oh, I'd like to have one of them, but I don't need one. And so when I got home and told her, well, we talked about it the next day because I sent her the email. She said, well, that'd be another thing that at least now you don't have to worry about shall I buy one or shall I not, because you'll have one.
Wow, that's impressive, because 3D printers are still fairly pricey. I know you can get cheap ones.
£200 to £300.
Yeah, okay. And will it come with the stuff that you can start printing stuff?
I would very much hope so.
So would I.
To be fair, if it's a sealed product, it should come with quite a few things, but I don't know if it actually comes with a bottle of resin to start printing from. But it'll be a while before I even think about using it, because I'd have to, find somewhere ventilated that's out of the sun, because the UV cures the resin and makes it solid, so you don't want that going solid at the wrong time.
No, you don't. No. So there is chemical contamination involved.
I've looked it up before, and it's one of them things that technically it's chemical toxic waste. But there's a lot of people say, well, once you've cured it, it's not toxic anymore. You just gotta make sure you cure it. Yeah, make sure you wash it in the right things, and you've got to use gloves and stuff.
Okay.
But, that's nice. And then on Wednesday, I've got to get up early in the morning. At 6 o'clock, I have to head to Swindon. Because remember that course that I was supposed to go on that I kind of left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
So last week, I got called by my manager and she went, I can't believe they're doing this, but you're being invited to Swindon to go on another course. And I was like, can I say no to this one? And she's like, are you actually going to behave this time? I was like, I said okay last time. Anyway, the end result was she asked if I could say no and said I'd prefer not to go if I was allowed to. And then I just got an email on Friday afternoon saying, you've got to go. So I said, well, I'm not driving up on Tuesday night again, because the thing that I had planned last time on a Tuesday night, I cancelled and rearranged for this one. I'm not cancelling it twice. So the end result was, then you're going to have to come down on the day. I said, I've not tried to drive to Swindon for the morning before. I've got no idea how long it's going to take to get around the M25 and rush hour or anything like that.
Yeah.
So the compromise was leave at 6 and get there whatever time I get there.
Oh, okay.
Stay for the course and then drive home again.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to be doing
a long day.
300 and near enough 360-mile round trip with an hour or two in this meeting in the middle.
Wow.
Yeah, fantastic, eh?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you're looking forward to that one.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to being bored out of my skull.
Yeah, so yeah.
But as I've started picking up a bit of a cough and my nose is running and, you know, looks like I'm getting a cold, Ruth and her daughter both said at dinner tonight, well, if it gets worse, you're not going to Swindon.
Yeah. Please, God.
That's it. I've got my fingers crossed here while I say that.
Oh, brilliant.
Now then, as this is the what we used to refer to as the features show, we're going to bring back a feature that we had once or twice and until we kind of it ran out of steam, ran out of options because we kind of ran out of things to talk about. But some of you who have been listening for a couple of years may remember a portion of the show that we like to refer to as Back of the Box. Back of the box, back of the box. Back of the box, back of the box. Back of the box, back of the box. Back of the box. Back of the box. Column, for you, I have a small pile of PlayStation 4 games here.
Oh, nice.
And I can't remember how we did this. Am I describing the front cover or literally looking
see,
at things on the back and then trying to tell you what I see?
As far as I remember, you used to start with the back of the box and read some of the descriptions on the back. And then if I didn't get it, then you would sort of describe the front of the box.
Okay. Well, this first one in my hand is a steelbook. So if I were to read you either the front or the back, all I would be able to tell you is there are two characters on the back. One of them is wearing a jacket and with glasses on and is holding an umbrella. And next to them is a man with fingerless gloves on and he's got a bit of a beard. Behind them is a kind of city skyline with various imagery such as a dragon and a samurai, and there's definitely a tiger on there. So that's all the pictures that are on the back of the steelbook. Do you want to hazard a guess before I...
The man with the umbrella is giving me Persona vibes.
No.
Okay. Oh, feck you. When I thought steelbox, I just thought Killzone. You know? Anyway, it's not Killzone.
I don't know if this will help you, but I haven't actually played this yet, but... This copy was bought for the lovely lady I live with. And she is playing a very similar game at the moment.
Yakuza.
Specifically.
Not Like a Dragon.
It is Like a Dragon.
Yay, Like a Dragon, yay.
Like a Dragon.
Awesome.
It would have given it away. If I'd have read anything from the actual sleeve. This is the Daiichi edition, so... Daiichi edition. Legends costume sets, 8 legendary costumes for your party. And then it says, Rise Like a Dragon. And I think you would have got it at that point. If not, you definitely would have got it when I said Ichiban Kasuga is left on the brink of death by the man he trusted most. He sets out to discover the truth behind the betrayal, drawing a ragtag group of outcasts to his side. Together, they must rise to become the heroes they never expected to be.
Nice. Okay.
Next, I've got... It's a compilation of sorts. 9 Beloved Journeys Remastered in High Definition.
9?
Yes.
But that doesn't mean 9 games, does it?
It does.
9?
Yeah.
Remastered.
Yeah. I mean, strictly speaking... when you say, like, it doesn't mean 9 games, I believe that some of them are more like interactive novels than full-on games. So far, I have only played 1 of these 9.
Ooh, ooh. I think I know.
Go on, then.
Kingdom Hearts.
It is. It's Kingdom Hearts, yes, the story so far.
Oh, the story so far. You got that one. Oh, very nice.
Which includes Kingdom Hearts 1.5 Final Mix, Kingdom Hearts Rechain of Memories, Kingdom Hearts 358 Over 2 Days, Kingdom Hearts 2.5 Final Mix, Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep Final Mix. That's the one I did play, because that's strictly chronologically set first. And then there's Kingdom Hearts Recoded. I think that one
was a DS,
which is why it's like just kind of like a video or something.
Yeah.
There's Dream Drop Distance HD.
3DS, I think that was.
Well, the 3D, there you go, Dream Drop Distance.
Yeah.
There's Kingdom Hearts 0.2, Birth by Sleep, A Fragmentary Passage.
Wow.
Which was another kind of prequel to Birth by Sleep. And then there's Kingdom Hearts, I can't remember what that funny Greek X means.
Okay.
But, yes.
Does it not include Kingdom Hearts 3, no?
No, I didn't get that, because I have Kingdom Hearts 3 separately.
Oh, right, okay.
But, yeah, they then subsequently did another one, which is like the whole lot in one go.
Did you get that on sale or something?
I can't remember. I had it on PS3. This version, and then I gave it to someone who was very much a Kingdom Hearts fan, and I thought, you know, because I had the copy with the art book and everything, and I was like, I don't need any of this here. You would like this, and I gave it away. And then I thought, you know, when I was seeing Ruth, I thought I'd get it all again, and I believe she has played Kingdom Hearts 1 from it so far, and I haven't.
Nice.
Right, next one. This is one of Ruth's games. I have not played this, and I dare say you might have done, because this is the sort of thing that you would play. I'm gonna give you some of the little taglines. I'm not going to read the big text where it says, do this!
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Over 100 playable characters with special powers and abilities.
Okay, yeah. Is that it?
That's kind of... Yeah, okay.
Okay. Describe the back. Is there any art on it?
Well, there is art. There's 4 screenshots from the game depicting various characters that you can either play as or play against. And then in the center of the box is 5 antagonists that must be the evil people.
Mm-hmm.
And on the top left is a hero, and on the top right is a hero. The one on the left has, even though it's not a lifelike image of this person, has a gun and 2 swords on his back. And he's wearing a red outfit.
Wearing a red outfit. And it's definitely something Root has played.
Yes.
It's not Dragon Quest,
no,
is it?
No.
Okay.
On the right, it's got a depiction of a character with an eye patch. A black character with an eye patch.
Hmm.
With a goatee beard. And a gun.
It's a fighting game, is it?
No.
100 characters. 100. Over 100 characters you can play as.
What games is there tons and tons of unlockable characters?
The ones I think about are usually Tekken or one of them, or oh, Street Fighter.
No.
It's not Tekken.
Do you want a clue?
Yeah.
Defend the universe against the most powerful villains ever assembled.
It's not Disney Infinity, is it?
No.
Oh, it's Lego.
Yes, specifically.
Lego Dimensions.
No, we didn't get that Lego.
Lego.
Who has a universe at the moment? A cinematic.
Lego Marvels.
Yes.
Lego Marvel Ultimate.
It's Lego Marvel Superheroes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, right. Yeah, I did play that in the Vita, actually.
So on the left is Deadpool and on the right is Nick Fury. Nice, yeah.
Okay, you got me there. Well done. That was a good one.
Right. Three of the games still to go are still sealed because they're games that I either bought or were bought for me and then were subsequently available on PS Plus, and as a result, I haven't needed to unwrap them.
Okay.
But this is a game that had a free PS5 upgrade available for it, so it came out on the PS5 as well. And on the PS4, it's telling me there's two discs, so it gives you an idea that it's a big game. Right. So, Rise Above Our Ruin. There's two screenshots. One is a person riding the back of a mechanical raptor, or certainly dinosaur of some sort.
That would be Horizon Zero.
No.
Okay. I think it's the Ubisoft game.
No. No, you're close. You're close.
Horizon.
Zero Dawn was Forbidden, the first one.
Yep. Forbidden West.
There you go.
Yes, get in. The rapture gave it away. Mechanical rapture.
Well, I was going to say the other one is a woman with a spear in her hand, staring down a.
Did I have a free upgrade?
Yeah, it's one of the last ones to get it. Nice. Yeah, it has a woman with a spear in her hand, staring down a huge mechanical elephant. Join Aloy as she braves the Forbidden West, a majestic but dangerous frontier that conceals mysterious new threats. Discover distant lands and astonishing new tribes, fight bigger and more awe-inspiring machines, uncover the secret behind Earth's imminent collapse.
Nice.
So yeah, still sealed. Right. Okay, topical one, this one. I got this game specifically because it had a free PS5 upgrade for it. And that was significant when it became available on PlayStation Plus. Because there was a lot of outrage about PlayStation Plus version not being able to have a certain upgrade to it. On the back is a very dark, dystopian factory and a chap with a huge sword on his back.
Dystopian factory?
Yes. You might even call it a reactor.
It's not Death Stranding, is it?
No. No, oh, I'm playing that at the moment on... although, yes, I do have a copy of that, yes.
I know you do.
And it's still sealed.
I know.
This is not sealed. Okay. No, I definitely had to use this for the fact that you needed the disc in order to get the upgrade.
Oh, it's the Final Fantasy.
It is Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Yes, that's right, because I remember there was a kerfuffle about that, yes.
Yeah, they gave it away
when it came out on PS Plus,
that's right. They announced DLC for it, and then everyone went, oh, cool, can we use that? And they went, not if you've got the Plus version. And everyone was like, but it's the same game. They went, yeah, but if you've got a free game, we're not giving you the DLC as well.
Yeah.
So I still have to pay DLC, which I did, and I have yet to play it. But I play it. I will before I do anything.
Get the new one.
I didn't realise this. It's actually got a reversible sleeve.
Oh, nice!
So you can either have a white front sleeve with Cloud with a big sword on his back, or you can have a black front sleeve with just Final Fantasy Remake and the Meteor logo.
Oh, nice!
But the barcode's missing on the reverse one, though.
You haven't got the rebate yet, no? Or the second.
No, we've clearly got lots of still sealed games to play. Yeah. Right, speaking of which, this is a sealed game that I bought when I lived at Janine's house. It's a game I think you'll struggle to get this one, to be fair.
Okay.
It's a game I bought, yeah. It's a Japanese game.
Well, you played it?
I have. Well, no, because it's sealed. I appreciate
it.
I appreciate it. I keep saying I have a lot of these are sealed. No, I've wanted to open it and play it a few times, but at one point I put a poll up saying, shall I make it my next game? And people voted for a different game, so I haven't opened it yet. So, defy the laws of football and become a legend. And it's got a lot of sort of anime-style football players on it. Build your dream team and take them online and offline. Up to 4 players versus, become the football legend amongst your friends and master your technique. Perform dream skills with each character's unique abilities.
Yeah, that's the Insomnia, something it's called. Insomniac. Insomniac.
No.
No, it's not that one, no?
No.
Okay, right. Okay, keep going, yeah.
Well, that's pretty much it. Not much more I can
tell. It's like an RPG football game.
Yeah, kind of. More of an anime one. Apparently, it is a series that's been going for years and has been on like other consoles, in Japan.
I think it was on the 3DS, or it was a game similar to it on the 3DS. One stage.
It's a Bandai Namco game.
I thought it was Insomnia or something like that.
You might, no? To be fair, when I pronounce it, you might go, that's what I meant to say. But I appreciate it's because it's got like Japanese names. Yeah. Pronouncing it might be, or trying to spell it might be difficult.
Yeah.
It's Captain Tsubasa, Rise of New Champions.
No, that's not what I was thinking of. Okay, Captain Tsubaka, Rise of Champions.
Yeah, when it came out, it's got this playstyle where, like, the ball will get thrown to one of your, or kicked to one of your players, and instead of it being the old arcadey style where you just, run around the pitch and then kick the ball, when someone comes towards you, like, the opponents will go into sort of Super Saiyan, we're going to double team and take you down, and you'll pull off an anime move to dodge them out of the way or whatever.
Oh, right.
So it's less about being good at football, more about, charging up power shots and things.
Did you have to import that?
No.
All right. No. Okay.
Right. A game I bought on release date. I don't think you're going to struggle to get this one. This is also a Japanese game. It's from a franchise that's done very well, and I believe, have already mentioned it once today.
Yes, I know what it is.
I don't think you do. I think you do, but until I give you some clues, you're going to get it wrong. So, on the back, it's got a picture of the main protagonist, who in this image is not wearing glasses. And behind him is a kind of spiritual type character of sorts.
Like a spray?
Like a, guardian spirit of sorts.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then the three screenshots show various characters from their team. And when I say team, their group, their band of adventurers, as it were. And in this, you join and strike back against the corruption overtaking cities across Japan. A summer vacation with close friends take a sudden turn as a distorted reality emerges. Reveal the truth and redeem the hearts of those imprisoned at the centre of the crisis.
Okay, so a holiday, that threw me there now.
That's what I say. You think you know what it is.
But a vacation.
But it's not the one you think it is.
Yeah, and you probably know what I'm thinking because I'm thinking Persona 5.
Keep going.
Royale.
No.
Persona 5.
It's not Persona 5. It's not Persona 5 Royal, because that was essentially the same game with a bit more.
Yeah.
This is the other one. It's also available on Switch.
Persona 5 Tactica.
No.
Oh,
that one I have not bought.
Okay.
Ruth said it. She's got an Xbox. And
Persona 5 Dancing All Night.
No, because I haven't got the physical version of that. I have the digital version. Keep going.
We are in agreement that it is Persona 5.
Yes.
And it's not the tactical one.
That's correct.
So it's the other one that came out on Switch. The tactical one is the later one. It's the last one that sort of came out. It's the Strikers.
There you go. Persona 5.
Yeah. I didn't actually know you bought that day one, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I got a bit cheesed off with it by the end. Well, it's just, you know, another Dynasty Warriors game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Another game this game has definitely been opened. I sunk a lot of time into this. This game was the equivalent of a modern-day remake of something I played on the PC a lot in the late 90s. And it's an EA game. It has VR-compatible elements to it. Specifically, the entire game can be played in VR, which I did. And it's also a game that also uses optional controller support.
You play your hot ass with it, don't you?
I did, yes. So,
and it okay, go on.
On the back of the box, on the left-hand side is a lady wearing a helmet with visor.
Mm.
It's a white helmet with like stripes and whatnot. And on the right-hand side, you see a kind of, well, it's a clearly black pilot mask and very distinctive. It says, Pilots Wanted, in big text. Above the screenshots, it says, Get in the cockpit, all wings report in, and become an ace pilot. Master the art of starfighter combat in the authentic piloting experience. Feel the adrenaline of first-person multiplayer dogfights alongside your squad. and take off in a thrilling single-player story.
I know what it is.
Go on then.
Star Wars Squadrons.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right. Another game. Oh, another collection of games.
Did you use your hot ass in that game? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Another collection of games, this one. But again, was a day one purchase.
Ooh, okay.
On the back, Relive the Legend. There's three screenshots. One just has a man stood in front of a star. One has a giant kind of metallic squid, and one has a lady with a orange sword on her arm.
Okay.
And the main artwork shows person with in third person perspective, so it's over the shoulder, they're holding a gun and aiming it at this giant metallic invader of sorts that's looming on the horizon.
And it's a collection of games.
Yes.
How many games are in the collection?
There are three games in the collection. Underneath the screenshots, it says, "The full saga together. Your story."
Ah, it's Mass Effect 3.
No, it's Mass Effect
Collection.
The Legendary
Mass Edition. The Legendary Edition. Yeah, that's what yes, they call of the course. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it's Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3 in the Legendary Edition. Right.
Nice.
The last game, which is another sealed one because I bought it because it had a free PS5 upgrade and it was only £5 in Asda. And it was one of the first games that I would have played on the PS5, except they suddenly gave us access to a load of PS5 games. It's another one that I've wanted to play for a while. It still is played periodically by lots of people. On the back, it shows, I think it's a lady with angelic wings and a kind of Roman centurion style, or probably Greek, suit of armour and skirt. And it says, "From the creators of Assassin's Creed Odyssey."
Ah, yes.
"From the creators of. You are the gods' last hope. Players... and save the Greek gods and their home from Typhon in the deadliest titan in Greek mythology in an epic fight for the ages." Then there's three screenshots. One has a fight against what looks like a Minotaur. One has a clear puzzle. And one shows someone flying with their wings over a colourful landscape. So it says, "Wield the power of the gods, overcome heroic trials, explore a stylized open world."
Yeah, I know it. Immortals Phoenix Rising.
There you go.
Yeah, it is, because I remember you saying, "Oh, I picked that up for cheap, and I've got it on PS Plus anyway."
Yeah, so it's never been opened. Because
I'll never play it anyway.
I will one day, he says, along with lots of other games. So, yeah, there you go. There's a bunch of games.
I'm just amazed at the amount of sealed copies you have in your collection.
In this stack of 10, there's only 3. But, yeah, there are definitely more downstairs. Anyway.
Oh, wow. You see, the funny thing is I didn't really see that many PS4 games when I was over there with you. There was a few in the shelf in the sitting room, but there wasn't that many.
Well, some of them would have been at Ruth's at the time, because she had moved in then. And the PS4 was actually there, so
right,
now it's all over here. There's quite a few.
Cool. Oh, nice.
Right,
that was good. Thank you.
Thank you. I think you did quite well there.
Yeah, I didn't do too badly. That was fun. I shall do mine next week then.
Okay. Well, let's fly through the things we've been watching.
Sweet.
Colin, in the chronological order, what have you been watching?
Star Wars Rebels, just about an hour ago.
Oh.
I'm on season 2, episode 11.
Yeah.
Just finished that one. So, Katana. No, what's her name?
Which one? That
was in it. In Star Wars Rebels, she appears.
There's what? There's Sabine.
No, Ahsoka. The other one. Ahsoka, yeah.
She just turned up.
I had to go and rescue some babies. 2 babies, actually.
You had to.
Well, they had to, sorry.
You're getting a bit too immersed in the story now.
So then I said, okay, what? So I'm still watching that, so I'll probably watch another few episodes tonight, so that's good. I decided, well, everybody's banging on about the Shogun on Disney Plus. Before my Disney Plus runs out next month, I shall give it a list, give it a look. I lasted about 10 minutes because it's all subtitles and I wasn't in the right headspace for subtitles. So I stopped watching. So then, because Doom Part 2 is out now.
Yes.
And I had it. I have it on TV Plus. I have it on my iPhone because it was only like £4 or something. So I watched that.
It's a film designed to be watched on IMAX. Yeah, I'm just going to watch it on this 3-inch screen.
Yeah, that's what my son says. You're a peasant. he said, you're a peasant. You're a pathetic dad. But anyway, I really enjoyed that film. I didn't think it was going to be as good. I mean, the only Dune I tried to watch before was the older one.
The one with Sting in it.
Yeah, and it didn't really gel with me, but this one certainly does. And yes, my son went to see it there 2 days ago when it came, or whenever it came out, and he said it was fantastic, the second part. So yeah, so I might take a trip down to the old IMAX, and because he said I could use his card, and my college is only across the road from the IMAX theatre, so Cine World. So yeah, maybe I'll do that while doing Part 1 is still fresh in my brain. So yeah, I'm still watching a bit of Planet Earth Season 1 on, I have it on Blu-ray, so yeah, I just seem to be really enjoying them nature programs at the moment. Maybe it's because I'm getting closer to death, maybe, and I just, you know, like to understand how the world works. Fascinating stuff, you know. So I think I did the ice regions, the desert regions, and now the forest regions. So yes, fascinating. I love it. Sandra doesn't. So when she goes over to her friend, I take it out and watch it. So I watched Season 4 of True Detective.
It's the Jodie Foster one.
Yes. Now, I don't know what all the kerfuffle was about over this, but I rather enjoyed it. I've watched all the seasons now of True Detective. The first one would be my favourite, followed closely by the third one, and then this one, and then the second one with Colin Farrell, and it just fell flat in its arse, I think. So, yeah. And then for a bit of nostalgia, I watched a bit of RoboCop. Not the remake, the original. The RoboCop's quite dark when you think about it.
It's very dark,
really,
yeah.
Isn't it? And for something that came out in the 80s and was meant to be PG, it's
It definitely wasn't meant to be PG.
Oh, was it not? Okay, well, maybe it's not. Maybe it wasn't then. But anyway, it's very dark and
One of the there are videos on YouTube as has been the case for a long time. But specifically, there are videos on YouTube about the various TV edits of RoboCop, and the one that got played on network TV in the UK. There is a scene where a man's trying to rob a petrol station, or a gas station, if you will.
Yeah.
And he's got a shotgun and he starts shooting at RoboCop and he's saying, F me, F me, F me. But the audio you hear is, why me? Why me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hilarious. And of course, when we were over there, we were talking about the fact that RoboCop was very clearly an adult film, and yet they had knockoff toys for it. And
yes.
Then, of course, I introduced you to Robert Cop.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah, still a great movie. Still very enjoyable. I mean, it's years since I've seen it, so, yeah.
Yeah,
the
CGI with like Ed 209 is starting to really show its age there.
Yeah, it's like stop animation.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah, but I thought it was gas, so it couldn't get down the stairs no matter how powerful it was. Yeah. It still couldn't walk down the stairs, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what have I been watching then?
What have you been watching?
Well, thanks for asking. I've been watching, I mentioned I've been watching Koala Man. We have now finished season one of Koala Man. I don't know if there is more, but that's all that's on Disney Plus.
Any good?
Well,
I asked you this
before. You've asked me this before, and I said you just, I can't describe it. You've just got to watch it. And after the first episode, you'll know if it's weird to the extent of you'll go, I've got to see how weird this gets, or you're going to go, that's ridiculous. I'm not watching any more of this. It continued to get weird. A nemesis for Koala Man kind of reared its head after about episode four. And then we kind of go, well, we need to keep watching until we find out like what the deal is with that. And yes, it all played out later in the series.
Okay.
Then
is Koala Man a comic book hero?
He's a man that proclaims himself a hero of his town, but it's it's a cartoon.
It's Australian, is it?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah.
And then I went to the cinema to watch Madame Web because Cineworld had given us free upgrade to IMAX and 4DX seats for the rest of February. So I thought, I might as well go and watch it. And that was all they were showing in 4DX. So I thought, yeah, all right, I'll sit down and watch it. It's already bombing immensely heavily. One of the stars of it was hosting Saturday Night Live last week, I understand, and she said, oh, hi, yeah, you may know me from this film, but you definitely don't know me from Madame Web because you didn't come and watch it, kind of thing. You know.
How bad is it?
It's not great, Colin.
Because Ryan went to see it and he possibly said it's probably the worst movie of the year.
It's heading that way. The woman, Cassandra Webb, whatever her name is, Cassie, she is a paramedic that works with Ben Parker, it's either his sister or his sister-in-law, is pregnant, about to have a son, you know? Like his nephew, as it were.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
So, it's...
Is there any good redeeming factors about the movie that you could say, well, it's watchable, but...
It is watchable in a, you know, this woman sort of sees the future and then tries to play it out. It's not the worst film I've watched by any stretch of the imagination. At no point did I think I'm going to leave.
Yeah, but okay.
It's just, you know, it's
not
it's
great.
It's not great, no. Yeah. And then on Disney Plus, I'm now up to episode four of season three of The Bad Batch. And there's a bit of a standoff at the end of the episode. That's all I can really say because, you know, people are going to wait and watch this later and it'll be a while before you get around to watching it, if you indeed do.
Well, you see, I was scrolling through to Disney Plus and I've seen the Marvels on there, so I might actually get to watch that.
Yeah, I don't think the Marvels is anywhere near as bad as people make out.
Yeah.
And certainly, like, you probably haven't watched Ms. Marvel, the TV show.
No.
But I would suggest watching that first.
Okay.
Because, obviously, she's one of the main characters of it.
All right, okay. Okay.
And it's a completely different style of, like...
Superhero.
Well, I was going to say completely different style of making the TV... Because of they've like got, you know, drawing over the top of it. It's a bit more like Miles Morales with the artwork over the top of the panning shots setting up the episodes and things. Yeah.
Okay,
let's move on to some Twitter comments. And that should just be Twitter comment, really. We had Ian Bitdead at Bitdead77 with Fantastic Show Gentleman, At Last Save Loaded. Thank you very much, Ian. Thank you, Ian. Yes. And Colm has given us the question of the fortnight. We are recording on Monday night. Please let us know what movies/TV shows you have watched in the last 2 weeks. Over to you, Mr. Cole. Yeah.
So, Mike Green at The Path to Amen. Mostly continue my long trek through all 19 seasons and counting of Grey's Anatomy, as well as West Wing Season 2. I did flash through the entirety of One Day on Netflix last week.
So, is that a TV show called One Day?
Yeah, I think so.
In a flash, or did he watch all of The Flash in one day?
I think it's One Day is a new TV show.
That's how it would read with the way he's doing the capitals.
Yeah.
Okay. I've not heard of it. That's my confusion. I'm not trying to pick holes in this sentence by any stretch of the imagination. Paul W. at just_wondering_ says, I have been mostly watching the wonderful TV show Curb Your Enthusiasm. Season 12 is available. Very few shows make me lull. Every episode of the 12 seasons has brilliant comedic moments of madness. Highly recommended.
Never watched a Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I'm aware of the character, but I couldn't tell you what he's called or anything like that. I don't know that I've ever had access to be able to watch it. Like, I don't know if it's on a streaming service I have.
I think it's on, all right, but it's on Paramount, I think.
I definitely don't have that.
No. Dave at Yellowbug 1969, all six George Romero zombie movies, Band of Brothers, and slowly working through Poirot on ITVX. Thank you, Dave.
Major Revenge, microphone, football, joystick, at John Mao 55 or John Mouse. Watched the Hideo Kojima documentary. For such an incredibly interesting bloke, the documentary is rubbish. Basically, one long advert for Death Stranding. Well, funnily enough, I'm playing Death Stranding, and it's one long advert.
Yeah, I don't know who said Hideo Kojima was interesting. I think that's just the media portraying him as being an interesting person. He's basically just made his games centered around 60s and 70s and probably 80s movies. I mean, he didn't have any original concepts there. They were just all made out of mishmashes of different movies and people he idolized. Maybe he should make a Clint Eastwood game.
Well, he's already got his fingers tied up, his hands tied up in what he's doing next anyway. The non-Metal Gear Solid thing that's going to be a stealth game.
Yeah.
And possibly a movie or whatever it was.
Cool.
It has come out now that Norman Reedus has said that he didn't have a clue what was going on when he was trying to make Death Stranding as well.
Yeah. So podcast mentions Game Burst, 60 Minutes with Here's Out, Lapse Gamer Radio, and Pure Dead Gaming. So, Justin, what do you think of all these layoffs in the gaming industry? Do you think it's just part of the gaming industry, or do you think they've got a hidden agenda with AI taking over?
I don't really have much of an opinion on it. It's unfortunate, yes, but also... Yeah. That's the world we live in these days. I mean, my company has had multiple redundancies over the last, 5 years, and
that's true. Yeah,
they had only had about 150 odd people in the first place.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. Yeah. Yes, there have been video games that were in development and just been completely shut down, and they're no longer happening.
Yeah,
that's unfortunate. But at the same time, businesses are there to make money. And unfortunately, one of the ways they make money is by not having any staff.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people sort of saying, Spider-Man had a budget of like 100 million or something ridiculous. And not every game's going to get that.
No. Yeah, it's the cost of games now is phenomenal. Like, it's like a movie, really.
Yeah, you either do an indie game and release it for a couple of quid on Steam and then hope that enough copies of that £3 or £4 get made to get you some money, or you go whole hog and You try and make a quadruple A game. I can't remember what game it was that they described it as that.
Yeah. Well, then you make a game for a couple of quid and you hope it gets noticed on the storefront because there's so many games getting made every day now. It's just ridiculous. Anyway. Mm. Cool.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there for today. We'll be back.
Yeah.
We'll be back with Colm's Back of the Box.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
In a couple of weeks. And until then, I won't ask where people can find you because you want to be left alone for a bit, don't you, Colm?
Yeah, I just want some me time. I use Twitter just to get in contact with Justin.
I do get messages periodically from Colm that say things like, I've installed Twitter again, this message is me telling you I've done it.
Yeah, so you can just email me. You can just tell Justin you want to get in touch with me. He'll
organize it. Yeah,
just get in touch with me through the podcast. That's where, you know, that's where it should be.
So you can email lastsaveloaded@gmail.com. You can tweet at @onya6 for me, or you can say at @lastsaveloaded for the podcast. And yeah, you'll be able to get your words across to us that way.
Exactly.
But all that remains to be said, unless you've got anything else, Colm?
No, I'm good.
Then it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Goodbye. Howdy doody.
Oh, are you okay?
Smashing.
Good. I appear to be getting a bit of a cold, so is Ruth.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Who's the culprit?
Well, I could have picked it up at the event I was at on Saturday. Or it could just be something in general that we picked up. Who knows?
Huh. It's that time, dear, yes.
Yeah. So, I see you say you've got some PS3 games for me. I have a stack of PS4s, because I was going to do it for you. But we can go both ways, if you like.
Yes, we could do a sort of a... How many boxes have you got?
10.
Oh, I've got 10. It's good.
All right, well, let's get on with it. We'll go with it.
Okay, let's do this.
Last Save Loaded, Season 3. Marker.
Marker?
Let's try that again. I was trying not to record with a bit of tissue shoved up my nose, but I might have to.
Okay. Right. So, what we might do is actually, I'll save my 10 PS3 games for next week.
Okay.
In 2 weeks' time.
Okay.
And you just go ahead with your 10.
Okay, then.
Now.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, that's well, we'll move on then. So you can either have a white front sleeve with Cloud with a big sword on his back, or you can just have a black front sleeve.
Dave at Yellowbug 1969, all six George Romero zombie movies, Band of Brothers, and slowly working through Poirot.
I'm going to have fun with the outtakes this week. Major Avenge with... It's a microphone. It's a, commentary microphone.
All right.
So, microphone, football, joystick. He says, watched the Hideo Kojima documentary.
You didn't read it. It was his Twitter name.